This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Drugs and alcohol have always been a lethal combination, but here's a new twist. How about when the alcohol is furnished by a drug company with death on the highway as the end result? This case got started when representatives of three pharmaceutical companies decided to host an all-day business luncheon for employees of a doctor whom they wanted to encourage to prescribe their products. At the end of 8 hours of continuous drinking, Alicia left in her car and, while speeding and with a blood alcohol of more than twice the legal limit, slammed into a car driven by Gina, killing Gina's little boy and injuring her passenger. The question in this case was whether the pharmaceutical companies could be held responsible. The court that first heard the case said no, because the Liquor Liability Act has an exception for social settings. But the Supreme Court of New Mexico ruled that the alcohol provided to Alicia was part of a business-commercial relationship that created a special duty. So if your company authorizes you to take somebody out for drinks, watch out. You and your company may be going along for the ride as well. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.